Welcome to Panelcast, Forbidden Panels podcast featuring comic books, video games, and movie news and reviews. And now, your host, AJ Herrera.
Buddy, and welcome to episode 165 of the Panelcast. I'm your host, AJ. And with me, as always, is Anthony.
Hey, everybody.
This week, as you can tell from the background noise, we are coming to you live from the Luxury Galaxy Theaters in Riverside, California. What are we seeing?
We are seeing Fantastic Beasts and Where to Find Them.
That's right. The new Harry Potter.
Technically, it's like a Harry Potter prequel, so I guess so.
Right. Now, have you read the book?
I have not. I bought it, but I haven't read it. I don't know how I managed that.
You know what? I haven't read it either, so don't feel bad. What are some of your expectations? What are you hoping to see?
I honestly don't know. I skipped out on like all the previews for this film and everything. So as long as I get that authentic Harry Potter feel, as long as I get that whole wizarding world feel from this, I'll pretty much be happy, so long as the story doesn't royally suck.
I'm just here to see magical shit, to be honest with you. As long as the theme and the feel is like the movies we've experienced, then I think I'll be pretty happy. Surprised to see Colin Farrell in this movie.
I didn't even know he was in this movie. That's how little I know about this film going in. But, you know, like you were saying, so long as we get a little bit of wand play and some of the magical creatures that we're accustomed to, it should be good.
You know, I'm not even really looking for that. I'm just looking for the whole overall feel. You know, like you're being, just going back into the same Harry Potter universe. You know, and if that happens, then I know I'll be happy. But, you know, Eddie Redmayne is in it. He's a huge Oscar winner for Best Actor. He played, I can't remember his name, the genius in a wheelchair. Hello, how are you doing? See, you can't think of it either.
Stephen Hawking.
Thank you. He won an Oscar for his betrayal of Stephen Hawking and his descent into, you know, being handicapped and whatnot. And won an Oscar, so here he is in a Harry Potter movie. Kind of awkward.
That's, I don't know, that's interesting. But it is a huge draw, so maybe it's one of those projects that even after the success he's had, he was just drawn to for the fun of it.
Well, I mean, he did do that really, really, really bad movie with Channing Tatum and my girlfriend from that 70s show, Jupiter Ascending.
Oh, my God. I blanked that shit from my memory. I apologize for my language, but it was that hard on me.
So, you know, we he does slip up every now and then, but I think right now those that aren't doing a comic book movie are doing a Harry Potter movie.
Yeah, I mean, if you've got to attach yourself to a project to make, you know, it's like if it's one of those things you want to make something for the next 5 to 10 years, and you can attach yourself to any project, then you're latching on to Marvel or you're latching on to something like this, Harry Potter movie.
Especially since they just announced that there's going to be 7 more movies in this series.
7 more?
7 more in just the Fantastic Beasts and Where to Find Them series.
It wasn't that big a number the last time I heard about it.
Yeah. So, and that's before they even think about doing Quidditch Through the Ages and all the other side books that they had. So they're really trying to, like, jump up the comic book versus magic type thing.
Well, I don't know if they're trying to initiate the competition or if they know that there's an audience, a pre-built audience for this kind of thing out there. So long as they do it well and they don't oversaturate over the course of, like, 10 years, they can make massive amounts of money off of every film.
I mean, especially considering announced today, was the fact that the latest book in the author of the Divergent series just got that, her latest book, picked up to be a movie. So they're obviously searching somewhere for the next blockbuster because Hollywood has no more original ideas.
Yeah, they're always searching for that thing, and I've got to admit, over the last few years, it seems like they've gotten really desperate. They're either remaking things and hoping it'll hit again, or they're searching out any kind, any book that has had any kind of success and hoping that turning it into a film will automatically at least draw that audience of readers.
Now, talking about book series converted to movies, you know, we went through the Lord of the Rings, the original Lord of the Rings films, and we're all very happy about that. But when they came back with the Hobbit films and made that to actually try and bank off that, I mean, it wasn't as impactful as the originals were. So do you think we're going to have that same kind of feel with this film series here?
I think it might happen. It's one of those things, anytime you try to stretch material in order to make more of something than there was initially, you end up watering it down. So if you're going to stretch what material you have out over multiple films, your source material doesn't have the kind of punch that it did originally. I mean, it's been, man, I can't remember, when was the last Harry Potter film?
Yeah, it's a good 4 or 5 years ago, I want to say.
Okay, so we've had a few years without the whole wizarding world in our faces. So I imagine that this franchise can be successful if it doesn't overwater down its material, if there is a lot of original source material to build on, and if they don't just massively smash it.
And hot on the heels of this film is another prequel side story that we're both excited to see, Star Wars Rogue One. So, I mean, it's just the year of prequels and you know, expansion of the universes that we're already familiar with. So, well,
this is our first taste into how all that's going to pan out. So, I think movie's about to start, yeah? So we'll be back with you with our commentary, our reviews, and hopefully no spoilers after the film's done. Sorry, my mouth, I'm just tongue-tied tonight.
It's fun watching it, though. All right, guys, we'll be back after the movie.
Hey everyone, my name is Marissa Dollins, the co-author of Aloe and the Steam Knot Steampunk comic book published by Forbidden Panels Comics, and I just wanted to remind you guys to head on over to ForbiddenPanel.com and buy yourself your own copy of Aloe and the Steam Knot Issue 0 and Number 1, and keep a lookout for upcoming issues this year. Hopefully we'll be able to get you our Issue Number 2, and hopefully we'll see you guys at WonderCon in March.
All right, everybody, welcome back to the panel cast. So that wraps up the movie, Fantastic Beasts and Where to Find Them. Anthony, what were your thoughts?
Well, short version, I had a lot of fun with it. Long version could get really, really complicated, and I'm trying to avoid spoiling for anyone who hasn't seen it yet. It wasn't Hogwarts, but it did have that feel of, it had the proper feel to it of the magical world that we came to know through Hogwarts. So that really drew me into it, and, you know, crazy creatures and lots of magic. So it was fun for me all around. I don't want to start doing what I do and tearing it apart piece by piece. What about you? What'd you think of it?
I enjoyed it. It had the charm of the Harry Potter films that we're familiar with. I mean, I enjoyed it. I enjoyed the creatures. I wish there were more of them. I can't say that I was too enthusiastic about Eddie Redmayne's portrayal of the character. Not that he did a bad job. I just didn't like the quirks and the look of Newt Scamander. You know what I mean? He just had like that broken look about him, which I know is part of the film, but at the same time, I expected something a little bit more heroic, I guess.
It's interesting to me that you say that, because I had a different feel about it, and maybe it's because I know this is the first in a series, and he has to grow into that hero that he's ultimately going to become. So we get to see the quirky, shy, kind of withdrawn person that he starts out as, and I have a feeling he will become something much different in the end.
See, I don't, because you say he's starting out, but he's got a case full of creatures already, which means he's not starting out. This is like in the middle of his journey. You know, in fact, this was the last thing he wanted to do before publishing the book, which tells me he's already been there, you know? So, I don't know.
Well, that's true, but his journey has been apart from people up to this point. It has been completely... He's been that obsessed scientist kind of guy up until this point. So the world around him is changing, and it's going to force him to change. So he went on the one journey, which was, you know, his tracking down these creatures and collecting them and trying to protect them. And now, due to the changes in the world around him, he's going to have to start something new.
That could be the case, too. I don't know. There's just something about it that I felt... it just wasn't reaching out to me, you know. All the other characters I was cool with. Surprisingly, Dan Folger's character, I enjoyed it. And the sister, I enjoyed. There's just something about him, I don't know. A little bit off-putting. But how did you feel about seeing The Flash in the movie?
He was in there?
He was Credence. The new Flash for the Justice League film.
Oh, yeah. I don't know that guy's face yet. So this is like the first time I'm seeing him. So I've got no frame of reference for him outside of this. So, I don't know. It had no impact on me because apart from that one Flash in Batman vs. Superman, I literally haven't seen him anywhere else.
Now, traditionally... with the Harry Potter films, they only cast British actors because that's what J.K. Rowling wanted. Being in America, you see American and Irish actors. Do you think we're going to see more of that in the upcoming films?
I have a feeling that we will, because this is branching out from just Britain. I mean, when you are sitting in Hogwarts, when you are sitting in Britain, it makes sense to just cast British actors. I mean, it's not an absolute necessity, but I understand it. And the Harry Potter franchise kept so many actors working and so many studios afloat by itself by doing that, that it's impressive. But when you're bringing it to America and when you're seeing all the other, it's going to be an introduction to a larger aspect of the wizarding world that's been created. Aspects of it that we haven't seen, in which case I would expect more than just British actors. I would expect more than just American actors, because these are wizards from wherever. So I expect a plethora of nationalities to be cast going forward.
Now, how did you feel about the story?
I haven't had time to properly digest and tear it apart. So from a pure entertainment standpoint, it was easy to follow, it made sense, and it was enjoyable watching the twists and turns, even if certain aspects of it were things that you saw, well, at least me, having seen as many films as I've seen and read as many stories as I've read, some of the twists I was able to pick up long before I was supposed to.
Same here. I enjoyed the story. I thought it was well told. And I thought it was fun. I think it may have had a lot of false endings, like parts where it could have ended, you know, a little sooner or whatnot, but I thought they did a great job.
Lots of anticlimax.
Right. Yeah. I was highly impressed with the costuming. Like, I loved Colin Farrell's suit. That suit was awesome.
They have full-on roaring 20s looks, and it was good. It really was.
And the effects, I mean, the main... without giving too much away, the main monster reminded me of Edge of Tomorrow, the monsters in Edge of Tomorrow, the way it behaved and everything. But I thought that the effects and the graphics and everything were just on par. I kind of want to see it in 3D.
I don't know. I mean, there were certain aspects of it that you could tell were the certain scenes were designed for 3D. And that, I don't know if that would have added to it or not. Some of the scenes with the beasts that looked like they should have been in 3D, that could be fun to see. So it might be worth it.
But also at the same time, it's a lot of night shots. And with the tinted glasses of the 3D glasses, it might take away from that. So who knows? But overall, happy with it. Excited for the next series of films?
Yeah, I am. Partly because it feels like a continuation or a growth of the Harry Potter franchise. So we started out with a bunch of kids in school, and now we're in adults out in the world dealing with completely adult problems and completely adult issues, which is just cool.
But are behaving like kids in that finding these beasts bring out the kid in you, the adventures that they're on?
Yeah, that's true.
Well, that wraps it up for our review. I want to thank everybody for tuning in. Please check out the website and all the information and all of our social media websites as well. We'll return to you guys in about 3 weeks. So don't be too sad and miss us for that long. Thanks again for everybody tuning in. Magical beasts and where to find them are fantastic. I don't remember what we're seeing.
Fantastic beasts and where to find them.
See, leave it up to Anthony. Thanks guys for tuning in, and we'll see you later.
Panelcast is brought to you by Forbidden Panel. Please visit us at www.forbiddenpanel.com.